آپ ایس بی ایس اردو کے ساتھ ہیں۔ آپ ایس بی ایس اردو کے ساتھ ہیں۔
سامعین، اس پوڈ کاسٹ کے ساتھ میں ہوں محمد ریاض۔ سامعین، اس پوڈ کاسٹ میں ہم آپ کو سنوائیں گے سڈنی کی رہائشی آسٹریلیا کی ابھرتی ہوئی 18 سالہ فٹ بالر عالیہ جاوید رحمانی سے کی گئی گفتگو۔ عالیہ نے 3 سال کی عمر میں فٹ بال کھیلنا شروع کیا اور مختلف معروف فٹ بال کلبس کی نمائندگی کی۔ عالیہ نے متعدد اعزازات اپنے نام کیے۔ عالیہ اس وقت یونیورسٹی میں اسپورٹ اینڈ ایکسرسائز سائنس کی تعلیم حاصل کر رہی ہے اور فٹ بال کھیلنے کے ساتھ ساتھ نئی نسل کی کوچنگ بھی کر رہی ہیں۔ اس پوڈ کاسٹ میں آپ عالیہ کے ساتھ ساتھ ان کی والدہ امارا رحمانی اور عالیہ کے کوچ خالد زران کی گفتگو بھی سماعت کریں گے۔ سب سے پہلے سماعت کیجیے عالیہ جاوید رحمانی کو۔
My passion for football began through my mom's stories as a child. She used to tell me about how she played multiple sports and it just really motivated me to keep on going and to play my sport. And also my journey really began in under 12s because one of the coaches picked me up from Bakesdale City Lions and he put me through the program. One of the toughest challenges must have been me being a female Pakistani in the new like community and having to deal with the male perspective on me playing with them and the negativity that they brought into the game against me. It was quite difficult for a while, but we had to really work hard on my resilience and confidence in game, and it was all about mindset for me. So before games I would make sure that I was ready, I was in the game, I was there for myself. It was me, the ball and the coach. So I would have to say my schooling journey with soccer has been the most memorable. So a lot of different representative awards have been given to me over this period of time, but I would have to say the Long Tan Sporting Award because it was about my consistency to play sports for the entire period of my high schooling, and I just really enjoyed playing with my teammates and my coaches just giving me amazing feedback that I've kept till today. So I would have to say that I make sure that I have a good recovery after my game. So I like to go swimming and use the hydrotherapy straight after. I also go physio quite a bit and I try and keep a balanced diet. I do like to eat everything, but I just keep it in moderation. For my favorite Matilda's player, it's Mary Fowler. I actually met her at Bankstown City Lions for the first time and I got to take photos with her and do training sessions, and it was really lovely. For my all-time favourite female footballer, it would be Nadia Nadim. She's just an inspiration. She's really amazing. She's done such great things as a refugee, as a Afghani soccer player. She's gotten a doctorate and it's just so motivational to see. So I would just say keep going with what you want to do. Just keep a good mindset. Do what you like when you want to do it and just stay positive all the time. As a little kickers coach and a female footballer, I would like to help younger girls just get through their journey and to stay on the track to what they want to do and what they want to get to in life. I want them to break stereotypes, break the taboos and just girl power all the way and get to where they want to go.
سامعین، عالیہ کی گفتگو آپ نے سنی۔ اب سماعت کیجیے عالیہ کی والدہ امارا رحمانی کی گفتگو۔
So, عالیہ has always been our little trooper. As a kid, she had many allergies and a lot of things that made her persevere in everything that she did. The first time I noticed that عالیہ could really do well in any sports that she was put in was the fact that when she used to get cranky, she used to kick things around the house. And we noticed that this kid's got a really amazing kick. So, at the age of 3, we took her to Soccer Joey's, and they said that she was too young. And I said, what do you require? And they said that we need her to be able to follow instructions. And I said, we'll test her. And they did. And they took her in. And from there on, that's where her journey began. Well, definitely the biggest challenge that we faced was that Aliyah's not the only child. I'm blessed with 2 other daughters as well. And time management with work and with family commitments and sharing my time with my other 2 daughters was a big challenge. But because we are a family unit, we managed to work together and make it so that Aliyah could succeed in what she likes doing. I am so proud of Aliyah. As I said, we call her our little trooper. And she has defied so many norms. She's been diagnosed with asthma, eczema, and many allergies. That little girl never got a setback in doing what she wanted to do. If she had to play on a field, and because she was allergic to so many grass types, she would wear tights, though it would get really warm, and she would still do it, she would still come out, and at times boys brought her down, and she just put her head up and did what she did best, and that was just play the game. As a proud Pakistani-Australian and a mother of a Pakistani-Australian football player, I would definitely say that you don't have to listen to everyone. You listen to yourself, you listen to your child. We are so blessed to be in a country where all these opportunities are handed to us on a golden platter. Take them, enjoy them, fruit from them, and let your girls know that you are powerful, you are worth it, and it's girl power all the way.
Alia Javed ke coach kya kehte hain, aap bhi suniye.
My name is Khalid Zaran. I've been lucky enough to coach Alia the last couple of seasons at Castle United FC. She's on our women's on the 21s women's Premier League team. She's a committed player, works hard every day. She makes a difference on the field and off the field. Her tenacity, her never give up attitude is what sets her apart from all her teammates. And the love that every other teammate has for her, you can see it day in, day out, because she works hard, she's selfish, makes the right plays, is determined to get the results we want to achieve as a team.
سامعین اسی کے ساتھ ہی مجھے اجازت دیجیے.
لائک کیجیے, شیئر کیجیے, تبصرہ کیجیے, فیس بک پر SBS اردو فالو کیجیے. اس طرح کی اور کہانیاں سننا چاہتے ہیں؟ ایپل پوڈکاسٹ, گوگل پوڈکاسٹ, یا اسپوٹیفائی, یا جہاں سے بھی آپ پوڈکاسٹ سن سکیں.